If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM, let's create.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Tonight is a comedian and actor who wrote and directed the new film, First Time Female Director. Please welcome Chelsea Peretti.
The people love you.
The people have spoken.
You're very beloved. You're very beloved.
Yeah. Does this chair vibrate?
Weird question.
I think I saw an ad on Instagram for this.
Yeah, we tried to keep our guests happy.
Thank you.
So, project's first time female director.
Yes.
Film. You're also a first time female director.
This is going good. Could I get the regular host? We wouldn't roast each other. Look at us.
Yeah, yeah, I know. Look at us going at each other now. First time female director, you had a really Larry David, Curb Your Enthusiasm vibe,
docu-style,
right?
Very
handmade. Was that intentional or was that a lack of budget?
Yeah. I'm trying to spur him to come after me because I'm a big fan of Ronnie's. I just want to say that. I really am.
No, I am a huge fan of yours, too. We never met, but you are very nice to me over the pandemic.
I DM
over,
you.
Over Instagram, and I was a huge fan of yours, watching your comedy specials, and I love your music album that you released.
Thank you. During
the pandemic, it was about coffee.
It was a coffee concept album, one of those.
Yeah.
So
you did during the pandemic. It was a pandemic project.
Well, it was pre-pandemic, and then when the COVID happened, I was like, why did I spend the last 8 months of my life making music about coffee? What a waste.
No. It was a funny album. I love
Thank
it.
You.
Good music.
Thank
and
you.
And you got a film right now, and what's interesting to me among many things is that, But you're a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
So you started in these comedy clubs and all that.
Right here in these city streets.
Yeah.
Right here.
On the streets.
Yeah.
When you do comedy, especially when you're starting out, you're in a bar full of, like, drunk people.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. Sometimes it's a bar empty.
If you're lucky, usually it's a bar full of drunk men, exclusively.
Yeah. And then you moved into directing a movie.
Yeah.
You know, how do you get that skill set? It must be
all
you know.
It really took was decades. So if you have decades to spare, you too might be able to do that. I wrote for TV, I wrote for Parks and Rec, and Amy produced this movie.
Don't just say Amy like Madonna.
Amy Poehler.
Yeah, Amy Poehler. I know you're on first name basis with her, but
it would be weird if I always called her Amy Poehler.
Yeah, Amy Poehler brought you on this, and like, is she the one who kind of like championed you?
She is.
So, I mean, how did this project come about? Because it's very meta. I don't want to like misdescribe this. It's very meta, kind of.
It is your first
time director directing a play in the movie.
Yeah.
And then in real life, you're a first-time female director directing the movie.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I was
That's pretty accurate.
All right.
Yeah, that was a good description.
But what was the, you know, inspiration for this?
The inspiration? Well, I challenged myself to write a fake excerpt of a play at UCB Theater in Los Angeles, which was a Southern rural drama. And it was a fun night. It was very silly. We did a really pretentious Q&A afterwards. Right. And then I was like, could I make this into a movie? And so that's kind of the origin story, if you will.
Right. And that's how you started. And, you know, people who don't know, making movies is very hard.
Yeah.
I mean, forget the making it, just trying to get it up and going.
I tried to get Ronnie. I actually tried to get him for my movie, and I was told he's offer only. That's when an actor thinks they're too good to audition. So I was like, whoa, this one hurts.
Yeah, but I am offer only.
You are. Yeah, you are.
So why didn't you make an offer? Why didn't you make an offer?
Well,
I was waiting.
That's a good follow-up question.
Yeah. Make the offer. I'm offer only. Make the offer.
It's too late.
No, you can reshoot. You can do reshoots.
Yeah. What I want to offer you is the lead.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll take the lead.
Yeah, we'll redo it. This is good.
Yeah. Okay. But so it's you debuted it last year.
I debuted it, and
I'm sorry. Did I make a minor grammatical mistake in one of my three languages? I'm sorry. Where did you debut it?
I'm a white feminist. Yeah. I don't really care
about
race.
Okay, well, I'm a minority in America, so I don't know who wins here. If we keep going at it, I think white people, white men win.
You.
No, white men win. If we keep fighting, white men are gonna win. So we gotta get on board this. Yeah, we gotta get on board this. Let's get on board and promote the movie.
Yeah, what do we say?
When do you debut it?
Friday, March 8th.
Yeah, but you got into the festival.
Oh, we got into Tribeca.
Yeah, which is hot. It's hot to get in Tribeca. You can't just walk into Tribeca. It has to be a good movie.
No, you can't. Yeah, this is a hot crowd.
This crowd is hot and, they're hot. They're a little old and,
a little bit.
I appreciate it, but let's call it, and they've been waiting out in the New York rain, so I really appreciate them waiting out. No, that's a compliment. Thanks for being so old and waiting out in the rain. And they love
you. You're sweet with them. A tender rapport.
So Tribeca was great. That's a huge, I know you're underselling it, but it's hard to get into the Tribeca Film Festival. It's a huge achievement.
I got a fake tan for it. Yeah. Very classy.
Okay, and then now it's premiering on
Roku March 8th. So I'm excited, and I hope people enjoy it.
That's awesome. What was the most challenging thing you had on this project?
God, not being able to get you in there. I really was,
casting me was the biggest challenge?
Yeah.
I love how you named it First Time Female Director. So, if anybody gives a bad review, is that they're just sexist, right?
Yeah,
it's automatically sexist.
It's a good trap, right?
Yeah.
That's what I'm always trying to set up, is some sort of infrastructure like that. Yeah. But it is weird, any title you think of the snooty reviews where they say, something they always, use the title to slam the movie.
Yeah.
First time female director.
Right.
I don't know, maybe it's harder.
Yeah. Well, there's no reason to slam the movie because I watched it. It was great.
Thank you.
Great job. It's super funny. It's very original.
Thanks. I'm just scanning your eyes to see if you're telling the truth.
Yeah. I am. I watched it. It was great.
It's a weird time because it's everyone be like, oh, I love the movie. I'm like this.
You see, this is the that's how I know you're a comic.
Yeah.
Because comics can't take compliments.
You cannot trust.
You can't tell me a nice thing about myself.
I love you.
I don't believe that.
You know what's funny is my dad loves you too, and he was like, hey, we're at dinner, and he goes, I love this comedian, he's emotionless. And the weirdest thing is I go, is it this guy? And I pulled up a picture of you. I'm like, do you mean rageful? Because that was the joke, but I guess I didn't hit.
No. I appreciate your dad knowing me as emotionless and not the Asian guy. That's great.
It's an upgrade.
Mr. Peretti, thanks so much. And Chelsea, thanks so much for being on the show,
man.
I can't wait.
Thank you.
This thing is coming out Roku channel March 8th. Please give it a watch. Chelsea Peretti, everybody. She's awesome.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
My guest tonight is an Emmy-nominated actor and comedian who stars in the new film Kung Fu Panda 4. Please welcome the one and only Awkwafina. Thanks for coming. It's good to see you.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, good to see you again. It's great. So, what's this one? This is what, Kung Fu Panda?
Did they give you one like that when you came out?
Yeah, they did. It was even louder when I came out. So, Kung Fu Panda 4, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Good movie.
Great movie. Great movie.
I agree. I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm in that movie too.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, you are in that movie. Yes, you are in that movie.
Yeah, I'm in that movie too. So,
you are in that movie. You are in that movie.
Why don't you, you're doing all this press for it.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot.
No one's asking me any questions about that movie. Why don't you ask me some questions about this movie? I'm in it too. Ask me some questions about it. You want to ask me? Okay, yeah. Okay, so here's what you're going to do. Okay, I'm going to go out. You're introduced to me as a guest, okay? Just read that. And you can ask me some questions, all right?
You're going to go out?
Yeah, just read from there, okay? Just read there. Come on, all right? And then interview me about this movie. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Okay, go. Okay. Go.
Wow, thank you. That's so nice. My guest tonight is a towering figure in comedy, an icon for all Asians, a colossal acting talent who deserves his own action franchise, and my personal hero, who I'm honored to even breathe the same air with. Please welcome Ronnie Chang.
Ask me these questions.
Thank you, traitors. Okay, here we go.
I prepared some questions for you in case you...
Your voice acting is so realistic. Did you go to Juilliard or something?
Oh, I'm glad you asked that. I just think that sometimes with voice acting, you want to, be as natural as you can. So I'm kind of proud to say I didn't have any formal training in it. I just think authenticity is the key to good... animation.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
100% that. I mean, this year we saw actors take on some incredibly challenging roles with Cillian Murphy as Oppenheimer, Bradley Cooper as Leonard Bernstein, and Ronnie Chang as Fish in Kung Fu Panda 4. Yeah. How do you...
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, keep it going.
How did you prepare to take on such a big role?
Well, I've been kind of eating fish my whole life, so feel like I knew what this character would really taste like, and I kind of, I channeled that into, I tried to put a little bit of fishiness into...
You live inside a bird.
Yes. Spoiler alert. I live in a bird. It's a unique character. It's actually the second marine character to ever appear in a Kung Fu Panda franchise.
Really?
Yeah, second one. Go figure. It's hard to It's hard to show under aquatic animals in, on land, but while we figure it out, yeah.
This is the fourth project you've done with me. How does it feel to always be below me on the call sheet?
Okay, okay, you know what?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't forget. Is that what he says? All right, anyway. This is the fourth project we've done together.
We have.
We've done so much cool stuff together.
We have.
Yeah, we've done Crazy Rich Asians, we did Shang-Chi.
We did Shang-Chi together.
We did Kung Fu Panda.
We did Kung Fu Panda.
Wait, what was the other one? That's three.
Oh, we did, you were on my show.
It was on Awkwafina. Nora from Queens on Comedy Central. Whoops. I was on that. I forgot that was on that show that was on my own network. Thanks for having me on that, by the way.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, you're such a cool icon, you know, from New York City, born and raised, Queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you. What's your connection to New York City?
What do you mean?
Like,
I was from here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Raised here. I love, you know, bagels and pizza.
Sorry, well, I should have asked the question better. I meant, like, you know, you had your family restaurant here, right?
Oh, yeah, right. We had the first Chinese restaurant in Flushing was called Lums.
Whose restaurant was that?
It was my great-grandpa. My great-grandpa, Jimmy Lum, came over in the 1940s, and then it kind of went out of business in the 80s.
Reaganomics. Yeah, and then
But
what was the you grew up in that restaurant?
I grew up in a restaurant because then they had an offshoot after Lum's closed. My grandma opened a new one, and so I grew up like in the restaurant and stuff. Like I would eat.
Yeah. So very much in the kitchen. In the kitchen.
I ate like a scoop of MSG one time, like just. Like literally, it was crazy. It was crazy.
Oh, okay.
It was like a crazy. It was nuts, yeah.
Maybe I should try that sometime too. This new, I gotta talk you up on this movie a little bit, Kung Fu Panda 4,
because
you play a Korlak.
Korsak
fox.
Are you mispronouncing it?
Is that a real animal?
It is a real animal.
Okay.
Korsak. A beautiful Asian fox. Yeah.
Yes.
You play
a beautiful Asian fox in Kung Fu Panda 4.
Yes.
That's what you look like over there. And I don't know if I spoil it, but it's a pretty important role in this, because not only are you the second lead, you know, something happens in this movie that, you know, really, it really will change the franchise forever, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can talk about that, but you can't say what's gonna
the spoiler alert?
Yeah, okay.
Well, I think the movie's just, this one, like, I watched it a lot, I was a fan of it, and I'm a huge fan of Jack Black, who's, you know, like kind of reprising this role, and he's really the real deal, and so I think it's now speaking to, I think, the adults that kind of watched it, and you know, they're moving on and stuff, like change and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
that's great. We kind of really lost steam in this one after the first. Once we started being too sincere, we kind of lost.
Okay.
When we were doing the bid, it was great.
Do you want me to be less sincere?
No. It's okay. We'll edit all this out. Don't worry. We'll go from.
We'll edit it out in post.
I'll give you something for YouTube. We'll just.
Okay.
So what was it like working with Jack Black?
It was so good. I loved it. I love him. Are you really asking me?
I'm really asking you. We'll cut out all the stuff that's bad. Only these people will know. We'll cut out everything. We'll start the interview from here.
Okay.
How was it like working with Jack Black?
Working with Jack Black is amazing. Are you kidding?
No, I'm not. No, do it. Just do the press thing so we can go home. Do the press thing. Do the. Just say Jack Black's great, movie's great, and you know, I was like, Just go into press mode. Go into press mode. Okay. What's it like working with Jack Black?
You know what, Ronnie? It was so good. And and Kung Fu Panda, for you especially, so good in it, right?
Thank you. Hope we can sell a lot of stuffed animals in that thing.
I don't know, because you would be interested because you have to open the whole bird's mouth.
Yeah, my stuffed animal is actually like two figures in one, so that's
possible. Right, that's cool.
Yeah. Also, you know, Jack Black, interestingly, his mother was one of the women who contributed to the NASA Apollo program. She coded the programs that let men go to the moon.
Yeah.
So, you know, way to go, Jack Black's mom.
Totally. Judith Coleman.
Not just a physical genius. You know, yeah. I got to meet him at the premiere because I'm not famous enough to hang out with you guys in the studio.
You were in the TikTok with them. You got in the TikTok.
Yeah, no, at the premiere. Yeah, yeah. I met him at the movie premiere. He was very nice.
I was nice to see you there.
Yeah, you were nice to see me there. He's just such a ball of energy, you know?
He's
like a physical genius. It's very hard to keep up with him. Like,
I mean, he's so funny.
Yeah, he's super funny, very energetic. Also, a bunch of other Asians in this movie.
Yes.
James Hong. No, I meant that sincerely. James Hong's in
it. James Hong, the legend.
Legendary James Hong. He's legendary. Like 94, I think. He's still in it.
We were at the Grove, and we went up the trolley, and I think he was doing a bit, but he was like, oh no, there are stairs. But then I think he was joking, he ran up them.
Oh yeah.
He's like so sprightly, so much energy.
It
was so cool.
Unlike some presidents I know. He's still going really strong. And when you hear his voice acting in the movie, you're like, this dude doesn't sound 94 at all.
Yeah.
This guy sounds like, you know.
I think he was the best, other Asian actor
other than,
in the movie.
Other than.
Yeah,
other than,
Ronnie.
Yeah.
No. Ronnie's incredible.
All right. Okay. You know what? Let's end this so we can go home. No. It's really good to see you, man. You're honestly the best. I've known you for so long. You've always been really cool to me. Kung Fu Panda 4 is in theaters nationwide on March 8th. Aquafina, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Become a part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry with an education from Trinity School of Natural Health. Trinity graduates can empower their communities through natural health principles and techniques, whether they go into practice to guide others toward their wellness goals or open a store to sell their favorite health products. Trinity grads are equipped to change lives. With 19 online programs and flexibility to fit your busy schedule, including the popular Certified Natural Health Professional, you can get the training that helps you turn your passion into a career. And here's the best part. You can earn the certification in less than a year. From herbology to naturopathy and health coaching, Trinity allows you to make a meaningful difference by helping others live healthier, happier lives. Don't wait any longer to pursue your passion for natural health. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.